introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Courtney and I am a member of the Youth Forum.
And can you tell me about today?
Oh God, today has been amazing. We've organised a future exchange event, and we've had a load of amazing, speakers that have come along and given us a really good insight into not only like facts to do with employment, but like where we want to go in the future and which is the best way to go about it, other organisations to contact and find out more information.
Has it met your expectations?
It has met my expectations and more.
Good. And what's the one issue that's really important to you that you've enjoyed discussing today?
Well, considering I was in the employment workshop and considering I've now graduated and ready to go into employment, I think it's been a good insight into listening about like things that us as VI people find difficult in approaching different employers, when to disclose certain information, and how to just put across what you need in the workplace.
Yeah. And why is employment such a massive issue for you, Joy? Courtney.
Well, it's a massive issue to me now because, I mean, I could say probably 2 to 3 years ago it wouldn't have been, but now that I'm ready to go into that field and I'm ready to, you know, explore the world further, I suppose the way to do that is through employment and getting a job. So it's more important to me now because this is the stage I'm at and this is where I've reached to.
Yeah. And can you tell me, you told a story in the workshop about your careers advisor. Can you just tell us a bit about that?
It was one of those meetings that you get sent to when you're like in year 10.
Yeah.
And she asked me what do I want to do. So I said, oh, I want to go to uni. At the time, it wasn't criminology. I think it was English I wanted to do. And she said to me, oh, but you're visually impaired. And I said, yeah, I know. And she said, well, you can't go to uni if you're visually impaired. And she said, leave it with me and I'll find out some more information about it. And I never heard from her again.
Do you feel happy that you've, you know, totally proved her wrong?
I do feel happy because at the end of the day, it's a barrier that I crossed and I was told that I couldn't do it. So I worked my hardest to be able to get to the stage I'm at today. So.
Yeah. And what should we do to make sure that that doesn't happen to other, like the next generation of young people?
I think if the message could be sent somewhere to say to them that, you know, you can reach your goals and basically don't listen to the negative comments that you're given, have positive thoughts and you can get far.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Courtney.
Thank you.
There you go, Morgan. I'm going to find another person now.